You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, bringing you episode number 73. Got quite a bit to go through for this week, so I'll jump right into it. But I'll have the usual theme, news, easy game review slash kind of a quick tip, but more on the game side. A little bit of news in the entertainment segment, TV show review, Star Wars profile, and of course, you can relax. So a little bit of everything for this week's episode, and then a quick aside for the last episode for 2016. So it's kind of going to be a single, not necessarily a bigger or a longer episode, but one episode to encompass the last 2 weeks of the year. So just a quick update for what I'm planning there. So with that, I will jump right into it. So to start it off with the theme, for this particular theme, I wanted to talk about charitable donations. The definition is quite straightforward. It's a gift made by an individual or corporation or organization to a nonprofit organization, charity, or private foundation. Oftentimes, for individual donations, they can allow for a tax deduction. So when you see that organization is tax deductible, you can get a receipt and use that as backup for taking that deduction. For corporations, they account for this donation with a separate line item as an equitable withdrawal rather than an expense. So corporations actually have a very specific set of rules they have to follow, and guidelines for that matter, for how donations and charitable events and charitable givings and things like that are how they're handled on their financial statements. So the rules have to be thoroughly researched, and it has to be clearly defined as for what it's for. So giving away money, goods, services, or anything like that is always welcome, and in general should be properly accounted for, especially if it's for tax purposes. But generally, as far as charitable donations go, as long as you have that receipt and clear proof and things, and clear proof to show that it was what it's for, then it is fairly easy after that to track it and account for it on your tax returns. So with that being said, I will say that I'm greatly simplifying that process. So there are, of course, other rules, and making sure you have are following the rules based on how you're filing status and all that. But in general, those are the general overviews of donations for individuals and companies. But so with that being said, I will jump right into the tech news. So to start it off, Google Keyboard has been renamed Gboard. This is an update to the Google Keyboard in that it adds a tab for recommendations, quick buttons to start a web search, and easy access to switch themes and getting to the one-handed mode. So look out for that rolling out soon. I actually just got the update right before I started recording, so I haven't had a chance to play around with the new features yet, but I'm going to look into that a little bit more. Facebook Events has now been released for Android, so if you organize and keep track of your various events through Facebook, then Android users can now join iOS users for the same thing. The Amazon Shopping app was released for Apple TV, so you can now do your Amazon shopping via your television set. Google Drive for iOS was updated to now help transfer data from iOS to Android, partially for your documents, but also to help migrate from an iOS device to an Android device if you're making that switch. Google Wallet for the web got updates in that it is now a lot easier to make money transfers and set your default credit card, and a general UI update, so it should be a lot easier to navigate around there and keep track of your settings and balances and things like that. And finally, Capcom announced that they'll be releasing Mega Man 6 for Android and iOS on January 6th, so early in the new year we should get those. So if you're a Mega Man fan, then that will be a welcome game addition. I didn't see anything as far as pricing or price structure or anything like that, so we'll see if it's freemium, free-to-play, if it's a limited time or you have to pay to play the game or anything like that. But if you're excited about Mega Man, you can look out for that. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into the game review for this week. And this is how to play Solitaire on your mobile device. Definitely on the Android side. I'm not sure about iOS. But you don't actually need to install an extra app. So Once your device, or as long as you're running the latest version of Chrome, Google Now, or Chrome or Google Now, what you'll do is you'll do a search for Play Solitaire, and you'll see a nice header, most likely at the top of the page, but you may have to scroll down depending on where it shows up in your results. And you'll see a button that says, I believe it's Play Now, or Tap to Play, and it'll launch a game of Solitaire. You can choose between easy or hard modes. I didn't play around with the hard mode too much, but in easy mode, it opens up one card at a time, and you can basically play a game of Solitaire. So you do need an internet connection to get the game started. And from there, all you'll do is, or you play your game of Solitaire, you can drag your cards around, double tap to move aces to their location, double tap the numbers in sequence so that it'll automatically move. So it's pretty smooth graphics and an easy way to play the game. And then you can switch between easy or hard modes, turn sounds on or off. The game can be played in portrait or landscape mode, so if you want a bigger view of the game or a little bit more space, you can move into landscape. And of course, it is free to play, so if you're looking to kill some time, you just want to play a quick, or you enjoy solitaire and you want to play a quick game, then this is an easy way to do it. And you don't have to have a separate app and worry about ads or paying for it, or if you don't want too many bells and whistles, then this is an easy way to play the game. And as always, I'll have a link in the show notes to the video review so you guys can check it out, see if it's of interest, and kind of get the idea for how it plays in on your mobile device. So with that being said, I'll jump right into the entertainment segment. So to start it off with some news, the first trailer for The Fate of the Furious movie was released. This is a movie that's the latest sequel in the Fast and the Furious franchise. So I think it's based on the hashtag, I want to say it's the eighth movie. So they were hashtagging it F and the number 8, not to be confused with the Facebook conference, I believe it is. I forget if they had the same hashtag, but they're hashtagging it F and the number 8. So we have our returning cast of characters that are still, and this is going to sound terrible, I don't mean it in that the bad way, but the characters who are still alive. There was still, I think they were talking about something about how they were going to handle Brian's character, but I'm not sure exactly how they're working on that out, but we do have a trailer for the next movie. The movie itself is currently set to release April 14th. As far as what I watched, I had a chance to watch MacGyver Season 1, Episode 10, Flyers, where he has a chance to go back to his old hometown and help out a smart student who reminds him a lot of himself. I had a chance to watch Star Wars Rebels Season 3, Episode 10, Visions and Voices. So we have the continuing adventures of Ezra and Darth Maul. So Maul realizes that Obi-Wan Kenobi's on Tatooine and goes after him. Ezra sees the same vision, actually, but doesn't know where this planet is, so it looks like their paths are going to converge, or maybe at some point Obi-Wan Kenobi, Ezra, Kanan, Maul, and everybody are going to meet up, so we'll see if how the storyline plays out there. And then I had a chance to watch Vikings Season 4, Episode 13, Two Journeys, so we finally have Bjorn and all the other Earls going on their adventure to the Mediterranean and catching up with Bjorn's uncle, Rollo, and then he basically is asking permission to go around his coast without being attacked, and that whole deal there. And then we have Ragnar and I forget his son's name, but they go, them and their small raiding party go back to England, and it looks like Ragnar is going to go visit the king who betrayed him, so, and the Viking people, so we'll see what happens on the next episode, but we have, those are basically the two journeys that take in this episode. Otherwise, I also had a chance to watch the Star Wars prequel, so episodes 1, 2, and 3 ahead of Star Wars Rogue One, so I'll get into that a little bit more, but that's sort of for what I watched, but I'm also saving that for the end of the episode. In related news, though, or related information, The Man in the High Castle Season 2 is now available for streaming on Amazon Prime for Prime users. So if you have it or you're a fan of the show, that it is now back on. I have also watched that. I've already watched the first episode. And so that's also part of the end of this episode and the next episode information. So I'll talk a little bit more about that there, but I've started watching that as well. So with that, I will jump into the TV show review for this week. And for this week, I wanted to talk about the mid-season finale for The Walking Dead, Season 7, Episode 8, Heart Still Broken. So the episode aired in the United States on December 11, 2016. It had, I think, a slightly longer than an hour runtime. So because it's a mid-season finale, there is more information. So a summary of the episode is that Negan's unwelcome visit to Alexandria continues as other members scavenge for supplies and things quickly spin out of control. So overall, I actually enjoyed the episode. It was actually pretty good. I understand some of the complaints I was hearing on other podcasts I listened to, and just overall where Negan's acting may have been considered over the top, but for me, sorry, my voice is going a little bit, but for me, it actually seemed to work because he was a consistent character, and to me, it seemed like he was over the top because he was following his own rules that he was setting. He was making it clear of what he wanted and what he was doing, what he was all about. So it worked, and then this episode was actually it was a culmination of all the prior episodes, so it worked out that kind of how he was acting was not out of the ordinary. So episode one to this episode might have seemed an easy jump, but then the rest of his character actually built up to it to make him seem that much more of a villain. But on that note, he does actually make for a good villain because he is an evil Rick. So while we had Rick going angry and pseudo-evil, in retrospect, it is just him being angry and irritated at other people, whereas we have Negan basically enforcing his will on others and building up his own communities. Next up, when you're up a creek without a paddle, make your own paddle. So there is a slightly more vulgar way of saying that, so I'm avoiding that, but I did like the scene with Rick and Aaron where they had to use a boat with holes to get to the canoe and then get to the houseboat. So they needed to paddle and they didn't have any paddles, so they used the board with the warning sign to get themselves to the houseboat and get the supplies. So overall, a good scene. I found it dramatic enough, but just the way it went, didn't seem like they were going to be in as much danger, so I didn't want to say it was foretelling, but it was not quite as dramatic as I probably expected that it could have been, especially if the person with the boots came in and attempted to shoot them or was spying on them the whole time and we knew that he was there spying on them. Next up, though, Spencer has the guts to protect himself. So in the end scenes, we do have Spencer talking to Negan, trying to take control of Alexandria. But Negan, in his, I want to say it's part wisdom, part understanding, part reality, and part, I don't want to necessarily say arrogance, but just off the top of my head, I'll stick with that. But he sees that Rick is out scavenging for him, and he sees that Rick understands what he needs to do. Where Spencer was there, while he did bring supplies back, he's not actually out there at the moment doing anything. So Negan throws that back in his face and says that, hey, you're not actually doing anything right now. You're here talking to me, not proving your worth. So when we do have Negan spilling the guts of Spencer, it's kind of anticipated, but also a little bit unexpected in that it was expected to mean that we knew or I kind of saw it coming with the whole guts line from Negan, but I would have figured that he would have maybe put up a challenge to Spencer to say, yeah, prove what you can do or go out and scavenge and see what you come back with and we'll go from there. But on that note, it seems like Negan follows the theory of an eye for an eye. So since Carl took out two of his men, he wanted to take out two of Rick's people. So that's kind of where we have that whole scenario. And I don't know why I actually didn't think of that sooner, but this last episode actually makes that a lot more clear, because and while it doesn't necessarily show Negan's nice side, it does show that he's not necessarily going to take more than he needs or less than he needs. He's going to take exactly what he says he is, and make sure everything is even under his own rules. And finally, of all the times to stay quiet, why didn't Eugene stay quiet since he can make the bullets? So while we did have Rosita's speech that she didn't feel like a part of the group, and while we don't want any member of the group to die, then or they could have even made up a lie that, yeah, we were at some on a run and we found a this bullet, or we found a guy who could make bullets, they would give us one for free and the rest we have to pay for, and try and talk their way out of it. But this is one of those scenarios where now that Negan knows that Eugene knows how to make bullets, he's going to probably take him and hang on to him like he did with Daryl. So we'll kind of see where they go from here, but it doesn't really pose well for Eugene, though it might make Rosita feel a little bit better. So overall, I did enjoy the episode. I like that Daryl was able to escape, so it's good that he got out now that the group is... And then we also have Rick getting his mojo back, so it was good to see that we're going to continue on with the storyline. I did read a little bit up on just a review of the comic, so I kind of know what's going on, but I didn't read everything just to avoid the details, because I was kind of curious to see how far apart, or I kind of just want to go along the TV show route as far as how they make it to the next segment of the show. But overall, it was pretty good. I know the ratings were down a little bit after the season premiere, but I think it also all depends on kind of where they go with Rick's conflict with Negan. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into the Star Wars profile. So this is actually going to deal a little bit with the You Can Relax segment. So I'll get into that when I get to that segment. But for the profile for this week, I wanted to talk about do or do not. There is no try. This is the phrase spoken by Yoda during the events of The Empire Strikes Back when he's training Luke. Essentially, as far as my takeaway from it, is that trying leads to failure, and it doesn't mean that you're actually giving your full effort. It means that you're, and even in the context of the movie, that even though you're trying, you're not giving your full, you don't trust that you're going to be able to succeed, and you will lead to failure. And then also, the only way to truly succeed is by doing the thing you task you want to do and clearing your mind of bias and ego. So that way you're doing a completely selfless act and you're able to accomplish miracles. And finally, so the size of the problem isn't as important as working to solve the problem itself. So the whole idea was that even though Luke couldn't lift the X-Wing, he's trying to compare it to rocks. So Yoda's message is that even though he's only a few feet tall, he can lift objects that are vastly greater in size than him, even though many things may be greater in size. So it's not about the size, it's about the strength of your will. So on that note, for this particular You Can Relax segment, I wanted to talk about a lecture I went to last week about the importance of understanding and conversation. So this was a talk held by a individual named Vinay Lal. He runs a company called Focus 85. And so what this means is that while people are important, so it's 1% about who you are, I'll continue that line. So it's not just about who you are, which is the 1% of your total importance. And it's not only about your knowledge and intelligence, which is about 14% of who you are, but it's about your environment, which is the remaining 85%. So your ability to succeed and grow and learn and be happy with where you're at is more important than what you actually know. So you may know a lot of things, but if you're not in an environment where you're set up to succeed and win and do the best you can do, then you're going to fail. So it puts everyone on equal footing, so it all depends on who you are. So in this talk, he also talked about the 10 key ways to have a conversation. So things like actively listening, keeping your mind open, not pontificating, using open-ended questions. So things like, how are you doing, rather than are you feeling okay, or you look sick, or things like that. So leaving questions open to let the other person give them other person an opportunity to respond in their own words. Going with the flow, so if the conversation takes a turn, then only having minimal effort to put it back to where it needs to go. and things like that. So overall good points. And then the theory of 5-why thinking. So in an effort to solve problems, whether it's a personal problem or a work-related problem, it's about not just solving the immediate problem at hand, but going back to the source of the problem to figure out how to not have that problem occur again. So if you woke up late, well, why did you wake up late? You overslept, so why did you oversleep? You went to sleep late. Why did you go to sleep late? You stayed up late watching TV. So going back and saying, okay, well, if I went, or I'm probably missing one, but for example, if the reason I went to sleep late was because I was up watching TV shows, well, if I stop watching TV shows, I can go to sleep on time, I'll wake up on time, I can go exercise in the morning, or I can get to work on time, and the rest of the day flows smoothly. So things like that. And then similarly in your work experience for solving problems there. So rather than being reactive to the problems that come or as they come up, finding out how they're happening in the first place and solving them from there. So I think at the time of the lecture, his website was under construction, but the company is called Focus 85. So I think it's going to be focus85.com, but if you do a search for that, then the website will come up. I know he has a page set up on LinkedIn as well where you can get his thoughts of the day. So if you kind of want to learn about tips every day for learning or thinking a little bit differently, it's definitely worth checking out. And so if you do a search for the two things I mentioned, the 10 key ways to have a conversation and 5-why thinking, those were the biggest takeaways as far as being able to converse with other people and get their feedback and avoid problems and solve problems at the root rather than being reactive in nature at the end. I did record it at the, or record his talk for my own purposes just so I can listen to it later, but these are the most important parts. So the takeaway, and then finally the third takeaway was that breakdown of being in an environment where you can be set up to succeed. So if you think that you can do better or it's harder to succeed, it's a matter of looking at your environment and going from there. So that is all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. All links, subscription links, past episodes, Instagram, Twitter, all of that can be found on the website at patelin01.com. If you want to find this show or any show on the Geek.io network, you can visit geek-io.net. And so that's all there is for the episode. So as far as the next episode, which I'm currently estimating to be next Friday, the 23rd, December 23rd, but I'm not 100% on that yet, is going to be an episode related to all Star, or mostly Star Wars. So I'm currently planning to release the episode after I finish watching the Star Wars saga in its entirety, so all the way through episode 7. I am planning on watching Rogue One this weekend, so as of this recording, I haven't watched it yet, but on Saturday I'm going to watch that. I have gotten all the way through the first 3 episodes, so I was going to continue watching the episodes, but since A Man in the High Castle is out, I figured I'd watch a couple episodes of that. And so I'm probably going to alternate between the two during the week. Maybe after Rogue One, I figured I might try and just speed through episodes 4 through 7 of Star Wars and then watch a couple of more episodes of The Man in the High Castle, but we'll see kind of how it goes throughout the week. And then if there's any news or anything like that that happens, I'll include that in the episode as well. So at the moment, that's kind of the only plan. I might do a feature app of the year review. I think I did one last year, I don't remember offhand, but I may do one for this year. I have a couple of ideas for the app and device review or something like that, but we shall see about that. So that's kind of the plan at the moment. If there's stuff you want me to review or talk about or cover or anything like that, you can always email me or find me on the website or become a Patreon or patron and reach out to me that way. So yeah, on that note as well, the Patreon website is patreon.com/patelN01 and geek-io or patreon.com/geek-io. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.